Oh, there's a blusteriness in the air. Also, a little bit of sun. It's going hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And I rocked up today without a jacket. I had an emergency waterproof in the car, which I'm now wearing. You can probably hear the rustle. I don't like wearing waterproofs when I'm recording audio. But today I'm hoping to be either miking people up or using the mini VideoMic Pro on my Lumix GH4, which is like a mini shotgun mic, so I'm hoping I won't pick up any of my jacket noise unless it's really windy, in which case I'm screwed anyway. I'm in Ely underneath the cathedral as it's beautifully silhouetted behind a not so much blazing sun, but it's definitely there. And I'm working today for the Open University. I've been asked to come along and grab some inspirational sound bites from, which is easy actually with people who have just graduated, because not only are they so happy, they're really emotional and they seem to be able to access interesting truths around how they got to this day, which is always fascinating to hear, especially from somebody like myself who kind of decided to kind of leave academia and study on the road in my camper van for many years. So to actually hear the challenges and experience in conversation with these people, just the emotional sense of triumph when they get to a day like today, their graduation ceremony. And some of these people, you know, they're holding down two jobs, they're bringing up children as a single parent, and you're wondering what else life can throw at them. And then they suddenly decide, actually, I'm going to better myself mentally as well by doing a qualification. And it's really amazing food for the soul. Makes me somewhat feel that my day-to-day stresses are nothing, because I don't have the kind of long distance mindset, I think, that sometimes is needed to think, right, 4 or 5 years I'm gonna have a qualification, and I'm gonna, oh, maybe six, you can take as long as you want, can't you? And and in the meantime I'm gonna do all this other crazy stuff. So I will be probably switching between my phone and the GH4 depending on what's needed. I've even got a set of the Rode RodeLink wireless mics that I can experiment with. I've got my Windy Spoffles for my lapel mics, the Rode Lavaliers. So if it does get too windy, I might have to switch to wearable mics. But it's on and off, so looking forward to today. The clouds are passing fast, and although some of them seem laden with rain, I don't think they're going to offload onto us today. I've just stocked up my gut with a bacon butty, and stocked up my brain with a macchiato, and I'm ready for the day. It's a Saturday. I don't normally work on a Saturday. It's not a thing I do, but the Open University has always been good to me and keeps me kind of able to pay the bills by at least offering me a couple of days' work a month. So, I'm always flexible, put it that way. Oh, I haven't seen my first gown yet, but I've seen something that looks very similar to a gown. It might be just some Gothic reenactment that's going on by the cathedral somewhere. If you've never been to Ely, it's definitely worth checking out. There's those small little streets and narrow stone-lined alleyways. And I've just already raided the record shops this morning to see if there's a... When I say record shops, what I actually mean, obviously, is thrift or charity shops. And they kind of opened at 9. And it's interesting. I went in and there was other... people going straight for the records, and I'm wondering if they do that every morning, if these are the serious collectors who go in there just to see if anything came out of the back room. And there was a couple of interesting things, but nothing I'm going to invest in right now or carry around with me all day, because I've got a little kind of waist pouch thing carrying my microphone gear and my little rig that holds my phone, and in my hand I have a monopod with the GH4 with the microphone on top of that. So not fully laden, but still unable to do much else than hold a bacon butty in my spare hand. Once again, have a good weekend. Speak to you later.